joining me on today's podcast. It's a great pleasure to be your host. So if you're listening to me for the first time, I am Mildred Patrick. I am leadership coach, purpose catalyst, and an orator. And this is Time Out with Mildred, a podcast created to transform ordinary leaders to becoming trailblazing leaders. So here on this podcast, I share insightful teachings on purpose, leadership, and self-esteem. So thank you for joining me today. On today's episode, I'll begin a new series on the topic Essential Qualities for Leadership. Essential Qualities for Leadership. Now, there are 12 essential qualities for leadership, but for us to get a better understanding of each quality, I have decided to break them into four different segments. So on four different episodes, I will be teaching you three qualities each. All right? Okay, so let's get started. Although we are each born with God-given and unique personality traits, there are common characteristics that must be present in the life of a leader. Yeah, we are all born uniquely. We are all born to lead. We have a different personality trait, but we must have the common characteristics in the life of a leader. And so today, like I said earlier, I'm going to be sharing three of those qualities. The first one is discipline. Now, discipline is the heart of leadership development. And for us to be disciplined, it requires we taking decisions. Discipline simply means obedience and imposing strict guidelines on yourself. You telling yourself, this is what I want to do, and then staying focused until you achieve it. To become an effective leader requires that you discipline some certain areas of your life, like discipline your sleep, discipline the kind of food you eat, discipline yourself in terms of the kind of programs you attend, the way you dress, the way you talk, all right? So discipline helps you, it harnesses the potential that you have as a leader. So for you to become an effective leader, this is one character that you must abide with: discipline, imposing strict guidelines on yourself. I am not going to do this. I am not going to do that. This is what I want to do. This is the path I want to take. This is the path I want to follow. This is the principles, the values I want to follow. This is who I want to be. This is how I want to become it. So you making these decisions and then doing all you can to make sure you abide by these decisions is what makes you an effective leader. So one of those qualities for leadership or characteristics that you must have as a leader is discipline. Discipline how you talk. Discipline how you walk. Discipline how the numbers of hours you sleep in a day. Discipline yourself on the kinds of books you read, the kinds of television shows you watch. These are what makes you a leader. Now, the second quality is vision. Throughout history, the greatest leaders of the world were seers. That is, people who could see beyond what everybody else was looking at.
Now, when you're looking at something, do you see beyond that thing that you are looking at? That is vision. So every leader must have the quality of vision. They must be able to see beyond what other people are looking at. Foresight without insight falls short the quality of a leader. And so you must have insight. Insight in whatever thing that you are doing. Insight in whatever journey that you want to take. Visionaries are people who are not satisfied with what is happening, but who are interested in what is going to happen and how they can make it happen. In life, there are three segments of people. There are people who watch things happening. There are other set of people who don't even know things are happening. And there are this last set of people who make things happen. What category are you? A leader makes things happen. They don't watch things happen, and they don't try to miss anything that is happening. And so they go out of their way to see how they can change things, to see how they can transform things, to see how they can correct the wrongs and make them right, to see what they can do that will help people, that will help transform people, that will inspire and motivate people to be their best self. Leadership is all about influence. Influencing people to the positive things. Alright? So as a leader, you must develop the quality of vision, the ability to see beyond, the ability to make things happen, the ability to go out of your way to change people, to change things, to change the happenings around you. So leadership is more about insight. What can you see? And what can you do to bring all of those things that you have saw, or you have seen rather, into reality? Now the third quality I'll be sharing with you on today's episode is common sense. Now common sense is often called wisdom. Yeah, wisdom. Wisdom is the ability to apply knowledge effectively. So as a leader, you must develop, or you must try to get this quality, wisdom. I'll give you a story in the Bible, Solomon. Solomon was able to lead because he had wisdom. Wisdom helps you to judge effectively. Wisdom helps you to discern wrong from right. Wisdom helps you to take decisions that will affect not just you, but your followers positively. So you need wisdom to become an effective leader. Without wisdom, leadership will become a problem. Because why? You don't know what to do, and you don't know how to do it. When there is a problem, you need wisdom to solve that problem. When there is a challenge, you need wisdom to solve that challenge. You need wisdom to make right things happen. So these three qualities are essential in the life of a leader. Number one, discipline. Without discipline, you can't go far as a leader. Without discipline, you can't go far as a leader. Number two, vision. You can't lead the people. You know, followers, they follow you because they trust your ability to see more than them, to see farther than them. And so they feel, if I follow this person, I'll be able to get to my destination quicker. So without insight, without vision, you could see that it will be difficult for you to lead people. It will be difficult for you to carry out some certain things. And so vision is an important quality. And the last one, wisdom. Wisdom. You've seen things. You know things. Now, how do you apply those things? This is where wisdom comes in. How do you apply those things that you've seen? How do you bring those things you've seen into reality, into the physical realm? This is where wisdom plays an important role in your leadership journey. So you need wisdom to become an effective leader. So these three qualities helps you to not be an ordinary leader, but to be a trailblazing leader. And that is what we want today in our society. These are the people. We want leaders who are disciplined enough not to lead us wrongly. We want leaders who can see beyond what we can see, who can give direction. And we want leaders who have the wisdom to tell us, this is where you are missing it. Do this, apply this, take this step, and you achieve success at the end of the day. These are the kinds of leaders we want. Do you have such qualities already operating in your life? But if you don't, this is a wonderful opportunity for you to begin to apply these characteristics. Make them a habit to become disciplined, to have vision, and to also walk with wisdom. So I hope you got values from today's episode. Next episode, I'll be sharing another three powerful qualities for leadership. Thank you so much for staying till the end. Until I come your way again, I remain my humble self, Mildred Patrick. If you want to get more from me, you can also follow me on my social media handles. On Facebook, Mildred Patrick. On Instagram, I am Mildred Patrick. And on Twitter, I am Mildred Pat. I'd love to hear from you. Do have a wonderful day. Bye.